It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillem, CEO of VACC.
13 to 10, VACC CEO, Jeff Gwillem, good evening to you.
Good evening, Dennis.
Really important topic tonight, and that is congestion, and congestion caused by the fact that we're all going to be heading back to workplaces and how to get there, and how to get there in a sort of safe and orderly way is going to be pretty damn awkward.
Well, our expectation is, Dennis, that given that there's some concern about public transport, that actually more people may end up on our roads post-COVID than were there before. But one of the things that's a bit absent in the discussion is the use of motorcycles and mopeds, because we know that they're a great form of transport. They're cheap and reliable, and you know, you can buy these things for relatively good prices. But in the dialogue with government, it seems to be cars or trains or trams, and there's hardly any discussion about motorcycles or scooters.
I hadn't even thought of it until I knew I was talking to you tonight, and motorcycles and scooters possibly could be the answer for many who are seeking some way to get to work with a minimum of fuss, but don't want to be on public transport and don't want to be trying to find somewhere to park the car.
Well, particularly, Dennis, people that live, 5 to 10 kilometres from their workplace for mopeds and further for motorcycles. There's a lot of safety devices on these pieces of equipment now, and of course we recommend people wear the appropriate safety gear. But you can still drive a 49cc scooter in Victoria without a licence. You can do that on your car licence. And the VACC pushed hard recently with the Victorian government to have special licences for mopeds and small motorcycles up to 150cc's. We think it's the missing link, because we just can't put more cars on the same road that we left, because we knew when we left them behind 2 months ago that there wasn't enough space on them. But, you know, I'd really be interested in some commentary around why aren't we using more motorcycles and scooters and e-bikes. Of course, you know, e-bikes are very popular. I see them whiz past our office on St Kilda Road regularly. Why aren't we using more of them?
I'd love to hear from people who've made the transition. Would you recommend it to a small motorcycle or to scooters? So you can ride some of these scooters on your car license. So that would be something I reckon a lot of people wouldn't know, Jeff, that you can go out and purchase a scooter and ride certain ones and ride it on your car license.
Well, that's right. If it's under 50, so if it's 49cc's and below, you can do it on your car license. And I had a look on the internet today at these little Vespas. Great little things for about town. Under $7,000 is one for $7,000, and they get a bit cheaper than that as well. These are almost new mopeds, and of course they're easy to park. You haven't got to worry about them too much, and they run literally on the smell of an oily rag.
So it's very cost effective. You make your initial purchase, but beyond that, everything is going to be convenient and cheap. Just you might mess your hair up.
Well, not for me, I'm afraid, but I haven't got enough to mess up. But scooter sales are lifting. So we know that we've gone last year, 4,300 this year, last year, sorry, 19, 5,014, the year before, 4,300. But there's just no dialogue on this. I mean, you're hearing the government, they're trying to do the right thing. You know, people that are staying from home from work, they know that sooner or later we've got to go to work and we've got to drive or get some form of transport there, but there's a silence around motorcycles. And the government should consider moving a step closer to not having a full motorcycle licence for a 125cc motorcycle and allowing people to do a short course to get the competency to do that. Most of us learn how to ride a bike. We know how to stay up on two wheels. If you drive a car, you know how the road rules work. So it's about driving safely.
Peter, good evening.
Hello, Dennis. I've got a motorbike licence, but I haven't sort of ridden as a commuter for a long time. But I see these people, I see girls with office gear on scooters. I see these food delivery guys. I had one the other day in Paran. He just sort of pulled up in the middle of the road and sort of did a U-turn in front of me. Now, luckily I didn't skiddle him, and I had a word with him after. I said, you're going to get killed, mate. They just, I don't know, they need some sort of education. And once, I think people think they're on a small machine, they're not going to get hurt, but if you're doing 60 k's, once you let go of that machine, it doesn't matter whether you're on a on a Harley or on a Vespa, you're going to hit the ground the same.
Yeah, but some of the people you're talking about are people who are lowly paid food delivery drivers who are on a fast schedule, and it is a bit of a recipe for problems, Jeff.
It is. And look, Peter's made a very valid point there, Dennis. We advocate strongly that people wear the appropriate safety gear when they get on a motorcycle. It doesn't matter. You can be travelling 50 kilometres an hour. When you fall off that thing, you're effectively just rubbing your body into to the gravel. We are huge proponents of, obviously, helmets, but some form of safety gear, trousers and top. And I have to share Peter's view. When I drive past a young lady or a young man on a motorcycle, and you can see their knees and their skin, and it's just horrific. And I feel like winding the window down and saying to them, "Look, for God's sake, go and get a pair. Get second-hand leathers. Go on eBay. Buy some leathers and save your skin."
Peter, thank you very much for your call. Do you ride at all now?
I'd like to a lot more. My wife doesn't want me to, and if someone, you know, every now and again there'll be someone with work with a bike, and I'll con them into just let me go for a spin around the streets. But it's a fantastic way to get around. Like when I was young, I just had a little Suzuki to start with, and I got a Ducati. This is back in the 70s.
Yep.
And yeah, luckily I never had any big spills. And I think after a while you learn, like, you know, not to sit in the blind spot of a car.
Yes.
And you tend to anticipate, or you know. You understand what drivers are likely to do.
But some of that comes from experience. We need to take a break. It's 7 to 10. Peter, thank you. Great call. Jeff Gwillim is staying around after the break. More of your calls, 96900-693-131332. Back soon.
Bond Street Dental, now offering initial consultations by virtual appointment for all on 4 dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book your appointment time now on 1300 266 378. Bond Street Dental, proud supporter of Knights.
Tomorrow, keep the kids happy as they return to class. The Lunchbox Dads, fabulous and fresh ideas.
Plus, we're getting Carl on the scales,
yeah,
and on the road. His fitness journey begins, how you can join him.
That's tomorrow on Today on 9.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a robot at home to mow your lawn and wash the car?
At least you've got robot building supplies at work.
Steel,
sleepers,
wire mesh,
timber,
roofing
and more.
Robots got it at the lowest prices, like square and round tubing in prime and gal. Starting from $14.70 for 20x20 by 1.6 prime tubes 6.5 metres long. Robot. Notting Hill,
Sunshine,
Preston,
Dromana,
Pakenham,
Coldstream
and Darnham.
Call 1300-GO-ROBOT
or order at robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
ROBOT. Robot building supplies.
With the huge shortage of face masks, a Melbourne family business has refit their factory to secure an Australian-made supply of face masks for the community. With the majority of face masks being single-use only, australianfacemasks.com.au are locally manufacturing filtering face masks which you can wash, sanitise and reuse. Right now, save $10 and get free shipping when you purchase four or more filtering face masks. Order now at australianfacemasks.com.au or call 9069 9462.
Looking for a new phone? At Telstra, get $10 a month credit on your bill for 24 months with selected phones when you add to a new month-to-month mobile plan. Visit us in-store or online by June 30. Credit applies when you stay connected for 24 months. Plan prices may change.
At Priceline, save half price on your favourite brands. That's a massive half price savings on Tresemme hair care range and selected Rexona and Dove products. Hurry in and save half price on bathroom essentials from Tresemme, Rexona and Dove. On now at Priceline. Exclusions apply. Offer ends Wednesday, 3rd of June.
Enjoying better than 20/20 vision is not as expensive as you think. For a free, no obligation consultation, visit medonic.com.au. Medonic Laser Clinic. The best place to lose your glasses.
At Spotlight, a window is what you make it. Save 40% off all made-to-measure roller blinds. Book your free in-home measuring quote today. Call 1300 662 742. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Keep out the winter chills with a cosy 20% off all knitwear for a short time only at Fella Hamilton. 20% off luxurious sweaters, cardigans, vests, skivvies, wraps and ponchos. $1 from every piece of knitwear sold will be donated to the Doherty Institute to support COVID-19 research. Be quick. Sale ends May 31st at Fella Hamilton. T's and C's apply. Shop online or find your nearest store and trading hours at fellahamilton.com.au.
Knights for Bond Street Dental. Complimentary consultations available now for all on 4 dental implants and cosmetic dentistry. Book at bondstreetdental.com.au.
3RW Nights, VACC CEO Jeff Quillam is online. We're talking about congestion. They put up the concept of maybe using scooters or motorcycles. Ed-O, good evening.
Yes, indeed. I do remember a scooter ride the VACC organised a good few years ago. I went to Luna Park. But anyway, I think it is the future. I was in Bologna, I was in Milan. It's not just the hairy bikers. The scooters are on every footpath and log here. They're on the roundabouts. The roundabouts, which are, just take up space in a bit of concrete island, they put little white squares on them and the bikes go there. So even the guys in suits turn up on their scooters. Of course, these crowded cities, it seems to work. And here in Melbourne, we can park on the footpath. So I think the motorised two-wheelers, whether it's electric or the motor scooter, is the future. I mean, the bikes are getting a very good go even now, but I think the motorised version should get a go as well. Yeah. And really, you see them parked up there in Europe, and it works for them in the winter as well.
And it's sort of part of, almost part of the atmosphere of a city. Edo, thank you. Jeff, he makes a good point.
Well, I think we've aspired to be a European city for a long time, and unfortunately what comes with that is traffic jams, and we've got plenty of those. But, you know, what a better way to get around than to actually have a light vehicle, motorcycle, small scooter, or e-bikes. I mean, let's not forget we've got some fantastic bicycles out there that are battery-driven as well. And the e-scooters, I see them up and down the St Kilda Road every day, and they look fantastic. But I think as we look ahead, though, Dennis, it's what is the solution when we flood back onto the roads in our cars? The way that they're going to stage public transport to make it safe means that less people will be able to get on it, certainly for a few months. And I think we need to think outside the box. I think the government need to think about how they can get people onto these bikes a bit quicker, a one- or two-day program for the 125cc's. And our evidence shows that very few accidents occur with those smaller motorcycles. And if you're around about Melbourne, most of Melbourne's 40 kilometres an hour anyway, so the chances of actually having a serious accident are far lower than they would have been previous to now.
Well, it's certainly worth talking about because there are a lot of people who are in lowly paid jobs who travel often the farthest to work because they can't afford to live in the area where they work. It might be something for them to think about for the future. Jeff Quillam, it's always a pleasure. Chat to you next Monday.
Thank you, Dennis.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. VACC